Welcome to the Transform 2017 Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the most amazing women you're going to ever hear, Miss Arlene Gale. Arlene, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya, and welcome, everybody. So I'm going to transform this 2017 topic to Riding the Waves through 2017. So, you know, have you figured out, you know, in my years, I figured out that New Year's comes whether I'm ready or not, right? Have you found that in your lives too? So how are you preparing to ride the waves into and then throughout 2017? You know, the New Year's also is exciting because it comes with new hope and promise and potential. New Year's presents a clean slate for us to get things planned, maybe to create a new direction or fine-tune existing directions. Everything is possible as we go into that new year. So I have to ask you, are you already thinking about your New Year's resolutions? Are you making plans on how to use next year's vacation time? I am, because we don't get nearly enough of it, so we're being intentional about that vacation time for 2017. What about in your personal life? Are you looking at your personal life and really assessing where are you, what are you doing, and maybe what's next? Well, with all of that in mind, today I'd like to spend some time with talking about with riding the waves that will come at us undoubtedly in 2017. So I want to really dive deep, get it? Yes, I did that on purpose. I love puns. So we're going to dive deep, see what kind of common imagery and ideas that we can come up with when we're referring to riding the waves. So, but first we have to come to some common understanding. Let's start with this disclaimer. I am not a surfer. I've never played a surfer on TV, and I don't think anybody ever wants me to surf. I am not that coordinated. So I'm not going to spend any time here talking about waves and riding waves in any kind of hang ten surfer dude lingo. Nope. Today, my terminology is going to be very easy and very clear. So you ready for this? Okay, drum roll, please. I'm describing waves as small, medium, and large. Yeah, I know. Not very creative, not very surfer dude lingo-ish, but you know, it's going to get the point across, and we're going to make this whole process painless and easy to understand. But you know what? Even when people can picture small, medium, and large, when you apply that to a wave, all those waves are different. So let's start with this exercise. It'll be quick and painless, I promise. Take a moment and take a deep breath. Deep in and then deep out. If you're someplace where you can safely close your eyes, do that. It will help you with this imagery a lot. If you're driving, please don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. So, what comes to your mind when I ask you to imagine waves? What sounds do you hear? What colors do you see? Can you smell anything in the air? Can you lick your lips and then taste anything? If you reach out to touch anything around you where the waves are, the waves that you're visualizing, what can you touch? So keep forming that visual in your mind and let it become clearer and clearer. But you know what? If I randomly asked a dozen, two dozen, three dozen people to describe the waves that they visualize, it would be different for each one of you. Starting with this basic fact, which some of you may not have considered, that when we talk about waves, some people imagine waves in the ocean and some waves on a lake. Others might even think about the waves that are crashing around the curve or the bend of a river. So even that basic, where are the waves, is different for different people. But even beyond that, some people will visualize smooth, flat water. Others will visualize 10-foot waves. Some people are sitting out on the beach while others are surfing or water skiing. When people listen, some of them will just hear the waves. Others will hear birds or boats, even thunder in the distance. Some people, when you ask them if they can taste anything, they'll come back with, they can taste the salt from the sea mist on their lips, or even sunscreen. Some, I've even gotten comments before that they can still taste the barbecue that they had for lunch. So visualizing the waves can be very, very powerful. So at this point, riding the waves means something different to different people, and it engages them at different levels with different emotions and connections. So that's important to realize as you visualize your waves and how all of the things around you at that time play into addressing your senses. This becomes more and more important as we move forward in this conversation. So let's get back to the waves, the small waves. Okay. Imagine yourself at the water's edge. The sand that you just walked through to get to where you are is really, really hot. Because when we go to the lake or to the ocean, it's because it's really hot outside, right? But now you're standing in cool, damp sand. The sand has been washed over by the waves, so you're standing on top of that, but your feet are not in the water. You can stand there, though, and look at your feet and watch those small waves lightly roll in and out, and in and out. And you see that water come across over your toes and then leave again. Kind of cools you off a little bit. And you enjoy those small waves. And the water's not really, doesn't really ever get, you know, above your ankles. So it's just little ripples, little waves coming in and out, washing in and out. You take in the sights and the sounds, and you just really are fully present in the beauty of the moment as those small waves continue to wash over your toes, in and out, in and out. So now let's say that you've been standing there just peaceful, enjoying the beauty about 30 minutes. And you've been digging your toes into the nice warm sand. It's been a beautiful experience. But now you're starting to get cramps in your legs and cramps in your toes, and your lower back starting to ache and scream at you because you've been standing too long and you've been bending your toes in positions that they're not used to bending. So yeah, it's starting to really wear on you. And let's also say maybe the sun is setting, so you're starting to get a chill as the air cools off. So all of that's now starting to compete for the beauty that you are just experiencing. The most important point that I want to make with all of these waves I'm going to start with right now, you know, we have choices to make. We don't create the waves, so we can't control them. We don't have any control over the sun rising or setting. There's nothing we can do about that. So we have to figure out, what in this scenario do we have control over? How do we make decisions or choices that we do have control over? Because that ultimately is what we do have control over, is our choices, how we respond to the waves and the way the waves make us feel. That's within our control. So in this scenario, we have some choices. We can keep standing where we're standing and enjoy the beauty and the sunset and really take that all in, and be very positively focused in our choice as we stand there. Excuse me. Or we can keep standing there and then start cursing the leg cramps and the pain in our back, and just really just, basically it's a choice that's negative. It's a choice to just stand there and be miserable. And, you know, it's not a healthy choice, but it's a valid choice. Choosing not to move or choosing not to do anything different or choosing to be negative, those are all valid choices, whether they're good for us or not. The third choice that we have is to just maybe take a deep breath and just looking around and take it all in, take the beauty in, and then make a conscious decision that we're going to move. We're going to take a step backwards, maybe 5 or 6 or 10 steps backwards, and we're going to sit on the warm sun, and we're just going to listen to the sounds of the waves and the birds, and we're going to watch the beautiful colors in the sunset. Or you know what, we can just decide it's been a great day and now it's time to go home. These are just a few examples of the valid choices that really are within our control, even though we can't control the sun setting or the waves coming and going. So let's talk about those medium-sized or middle-sized waves. So with those kinds of waves, we may decide that we're going to wade a little deeper into the water. So we may walk into the water so that we're standing in the waves, so that the water's at about thigh level and the waves break at, say, our waist or shoulders. These medium-sized waves might have enough force that they make us want to step back a little bit. And they force us to kind of take that little step before we can regain our balance. But that's okay, because we can still regain our balance. So let's say we are paying attention to these medium waves as they roll in. So as we see that wave coming and getting ready to break at our shoulders and splash us in the face to cool us off, we have the time to close our eyes and close our mouth and hold our breath so that the water cools us off and rolls off of us, but it doesn't burn our eyes and it doesn't make us choke. If we're paying attention as these medium waves come in, we might even make a conscious decision to be more carefree than that. We're going to tuck our legs out from underneath us, and we're just going to ride that wave back to the shore. Woo! Or we're going to get really brave and adventurous, and we're going to turn our back on those waves. And when that wave splashes on us, we're going to body surf it all the way to the shore. Once we're on the shore, we get to decide we've had enough fun and we're done for the day, or woohoo, let's go do that again. So we run back out to the water and wait for the next wave. All of these, again, are possible valid choices on how we respond to those medium-sized waves when we see them coming. But you know what? Waves are unpredictable. Just like day-to-day life is unpredictable. Sometimes we get distracted. Sometimes these medium waves just sneak up on us and they push us. They're forceful enough where instead of just one step back, we may have to take two or three or four steps back before we can regain our balance and adjust to the new situation or circumstances. These medium waves will cause us to stumble, but they won't make us fall. When we don't see these medium waves coming, we don't have time to close our eyes or close our mouth and take a deep breath. So we can get choked as we swallow that salt water, and our eyes can begin to get burned as that salt water hits us in the face. But again, it's about choices. How do we respond to this situation of these unseen waves that come and hit us unexpectedly? Well, let's see. We could stand firm in the moment, and let the waves pass, or we could choose to recover as quickly as possible and move on. Or the other choice is let the waves choke us up and burn our eyes and be so distracted and so totally engulfed in that part of the situation, the problem instead of the solution. We're so invested in being choked up that we can't figure out what to do next. So then the next wave hits and we choke down more salt water. And then the next wave, and then the next wave. And then the next wave, until we feel so stuck and so helpless that we can't possibly see what we might do differently. So the last thing that we have, the last size wave that we have, is those large waves, those ones that hit us full force and actually knock us completely off our feet. They roll right over us. These large waves cover our head. They completely engulf us. We can look around, but we can't see the sun as we're rolling around under the surface of the water being engulfed by these large waves. We can't tell up from down because we can't see the sun because there's so much water over our head. We get tossed and turned and maybe even battered and bruised. When engulfed with these large waves, we can choose to pick up our feet and ride out the wave until we can feel the calm around us again and put our feet back down and surface again. Or we can fight that wave. We can hold our breath and we could start swimming with everything we've got. But remember, we can't see the light, so we don't know which way is up or down. So many times people struggle so hard in these kinds of situations and these kinds of waves that they swim in the wrong direction, so they're actually swimming down. The consequences are that they get so close to the ocean floor where the current is even stronger and stronger that it pulls them further and further and further away from the shore, further and further underwater. And with all the fight that they're doing, they use their air up so much faster too. If this is the choice we make, we get in real danger of being badly hurt or worse yet, drowning, leading to death. Again, we can't control the large waves that hit us in our lives, but we can control the way we respond to them. That's where our power lies. We have the choice to make up our minds in how we respond. And you know what? If we respond in one way and it's not giving us the results we want, it's okay because we have the power to change our mind and respond in a different way. So let's take the next step in thinking about riding the waves in 2017. So take everything that I've just said about waves and apply those same concepts to the people in your lives. Let me say that again and give you a moment to let that sink in. Take everything I just said about waves, those small, medium, and large waves, and apply those same concepts to the people in your lives. Then add this layer on top of that. How you respond to those waves, to those people in your life, reflect who you are. How you respond reflects your heart. It reflects your motives, and it reflects how you are seen or known. And maybe those do, and maybe those don't match up with what you intend. With that said, maybe you need to take time to do a self-inventory, or maybe you really need to know deep down inside who you are and what you stand for. And you know, I can tell you, you really need to do this or you really need to do that. And the truth of the matter is you don't really need to do anything. Anything that I say, anything anybody else says, because it's your choice. But if you're unhappy or you're feeling stuck or drowning or underwater, what do you have to lose by taking a self-inventory and writing down who it is you want to be and how that person that's unstuck, who's positive, who's hope-filled, who's peace-filled, how is that person going to respond no matter the size of the wave, seen or unseen? What are you teaching your children or others around you by the way you respond in your actions and in your reactions? We all lead by example, whether we know it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, or whether we like it or not. We do. We lead by example. The more purposefully you work on setting goals for yourself, for determining who you really are down in your heart, mind, body, and soul, and what you stand for, that's where you'll find your strengths. And the stronger you become in standing in your own personal truth, the clearer and easier it is to make good choices as you face these waves in your life, whether that wave comes in the form of other people or just life circumstances. So back to the waves and how they relate to the people in your life. Who are those acquaintances or friends that you, quote, do life with at a shallow level? This person comes and goes in your life without a lot of connection. Maybe you work together or you go to church together, but you really don't have a lot in common. Maybe they're the parent of one of your children's friends. Whatever the case may be, it's somebody you network with once a month. You talk to these people, you exchange pleasantries, but the relationship never really gets much deeper than that. These are the small waves in your life. These are the surface connections in your life. And there's nothing wrong with this kind of relationship or connection, because not everybody that we meet is going to become a trusted confidant. The trouble starts with if that person becomes someone who in small doses is received well. But then what happens if this person begins to start trying to sell you things you don't want? Or volunteer you for things that you don't want to be volunteered for? What happens if that person then becomes, okay, everybody say it with me because I know you're thinking the word too, annoying, right? Come on, be honest. You all can come up with the face, picture at least one person in your life that you have this kind of surface level connection with who fits this description from time to time, right? You know, you like them and you want to be kind, but you know, sometimes they push the envelope. So the question here is, it's really not about them. How do you respond to this person in a way that is true to who you are? Some people don't care if they hurt other people's feelings, so they don't really care about answering this question. Some people, though, will beat themselves up because they stood there listening to a sales pitch or some other conversation that they didn't really want to be involved in, and it took up way too much of their time, and now they're late for, you fill in the blank. Whatever it was that was important to them, they're now late for, because they didn't stand true to who they are and what their priorities are by saying, excuse me, I need to go now. But some people want to treat others with kindness and compassion. They really, really do. But it's hard. It's hard to figure out a polite way to escape, especially when you're in the heat of the moment. So my advice to you is to practice and learn what I call getaway lines, escape clauses. For example, hey, you know what? It was great to see you, and I really wish you well with that bake sale or whatever it is that you were talking about. Take care. I look forward to seeing you again. And you say all of this while you're moving away and smiling and maybe even waving over your shoulder. Because you know what? If you're gone, they can't talk to you. Well, they may talk to somebody else, but that's not about you. That's about them. So I highly encourage you to practice these escape clauses so they become second nature to you, so that when you're trapped in one of these situations, you can still be polite and respectful and true to who you are. Then there's so-called medium waves in your life. These are the people who you wade into life with at a deeper level. These are people that know you and love you warts all. They're the people that you trust to hold you accountable and bring you back on course if you should veer off course. These are the people that want to be there to have your back, whether the wave or the situation is seen and expected or unseen or unexpected when it hits. These are the people that are going to keep you on balance, keep you on your feet, and you're going to be the same for them. They're the people who are going to also encourage us to pick up our legs and tuck and roll and to keep them underneath us as we move through life. These large waves are very important to, or these medium wave, deep living people are very important to us, and it's important that we nurture those relationships. So who are the large waves in your life? Where are they? Maybe those are those people that set expectations and then they don't deliver, so you have to deal with the disappointment, you know, the betrayal that you feel, and it knocks you off your feet and it tosses you and bruises you and hurts you until you can get strong enough to move past it. And then there are those other people who come in and completely run you over. They steal the light and they steal your direction. They belittle you. They can be physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual thieves. So let's call them for what they really are. They're bullies. They're abusers. These large waves come in and they knock us off our feet and they try and convince us that we're not really who we say we are, or that who we say we are doesn't matter. Please, if you're in that situation, please get help. Reach out to those people that you connect with either on a shallow level or on a medium wave level and get help, because nobody should have to do this by themselves. But then there's also other kinds of large waves. These are the waves that come with being diagnosed with a disease or the death of a loved one. The hurt, pain, and anger that we get tossed around with is real. And we should be allowed to feel that, but we have to decide how much and for how long are we going to wallow in that ugliness. The longer we fight the pain and anger, the harder it gets to be free of that. The harder it is to get back to peace and hope and love. So in 2017, I want you to be purposeful in how you live your life. The good news is that you get to take control over those choices. More good news is that the more you practice, the more you can live the life the way you want to live it, the more you can bounce back. And the better news is, with every sunrise we see, with every day that we get out of bed, we're given the opportunity to do better, to do different. We're given the opportunity to, you fill in the blank. What is it that you want the opportunity to do? because by riding the waves in 2017 and remembering what you have control over and what you don't have control over, that brand new year is going to have you feeling like a gold medal winning surfer because you are taking control over the things that you have control over. So that's my wish for you in 2017, that you learn what waves come in your life and where people fit in your life and how you want to ride those waves with them, and that you do it on purpose, with purpose, and with passion in a way that is peace-filled and hope-filled. So Happy New Year! Happy 2017! My name is Arlene Gale, and I'd love for you to follow me on Facebook, Arlene Gale Writer Speaker, and come to my website. It's arlenegale.com. That's ArlenegaleE.com, arlenegale.com. Subscribe to my newsletter, because everybody who enters and or subscribes to my newsletter today is going to be entered in a drawing to win my book, Face Forward, Move Forward. Thank you for your time today. And again, enjoy the rest of your 2016. And let me be the first to wish you Happy New Year 2017.